Now, here's a serious issue, and it's something that's so relevant to this part of the world. Survivors of terrorist attacks have called for dramatic improvements in mental health care. This is in a report that highlights how some have had to wait for more than a year for counselling to help them deal with emotional trauma. And of course, there will be people listening to this programme who were involved in terrorist atrocities down the years who probably, just to be blunt about it, got no counselling whatsoever at the time and maybe very little ever since. And it must be incredibly difficult to live with that memory in your mind, whether it be your personal suffering or indeed your personal loss. I want to speak to someone who knows all about loss and who's across this report. It's Joe Berry. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
Joe, your dad was Sir Anthony Berry. He was killed by the IRA in the Brighton bombing at the Grand Hotel in Brighton. And you've been in the media quite a bit since that. But you've been looking at this report. You've been feeding into this report. First of all, give us the background to it, please, Joe.
So some of us came together at the end of last year, who all been affected by terrorism. We came from different atrocities. And we came together to see what we could do to stop terrorism and look at the needs of victims and those people affected. And one of the first things we did was send out a survey to find out what people experienced. And we were absolutely horrified at the results. Now, back in 1984, I was offered no support. But at that time, we weren't really aware of the effects of trauma. And so it was all about the physical needs, not the emotional or mental needs. But since then, you know, we've learned so much about trauma and how if you have the intervention early, people are less likely to develop complex PTSD. But sadly, what's been happening is that any help has been delayed or it's inadequate or it's poor. Children affected. 67% of the children who we heard from said they didn't get the help. Parents whose young people were in Manchester talking about their young people self-harming, not able to leave the home, not able to go back to school. People from Tunisia who were there and experienced appalling violence, who are still waiting for help. And this is just not okay. It's so abysmal.
But are you suggesting that the victims of, say, the Manchester Arena bombing, that they're getting as little or almost as little help as you or people of your generation did?
Yes. And that is shocking. Yes, and of course, some people are, you know, and that's wonderful, but more than half the people aren't, three quarters aren't getting it.
What exactly do you need? In terms of counselling, what do these people need? Do they need to sit with an expert? Do they need to talk things through? What is it they need?
Well, I'm not an expert, but I do know that counselling might not be enough. You know, it needs specialised trauma help. I also know that people shouldn't have to pay for it, shouldn't have to wait. But we do know about how to. Well, there's so many different types of trauma work, and that we do have amazing people doing this work. But there's not enough of them to go around, and there's not enough funding. And everybody, I believe, needs access to specialised trauma help. And you know, the work that Wave does is so amazing. You know, and we can learn from what works from Wave. So I think we really need to look at what has been working in Northern Ireland, you know, what victims do need, what has worked, and then build on that. And I think the government needs to really make it a priority to look after those affected by terrorism.
Yeah, Wave Trauma Centre here has come in for incredible praise down the years. And in many ways too, it's the personality of the victim, isn't it? How they manage, how they can cope. I don't think I could cope. I've never been a victim, but I don't think I could cope. You were able to, Joe, in your own approach to things. Some people will be left bereaved. Some people will be left seriously injured. Some people will be left angry, frustrated. There's so many terms we could use. You were obviously bereaved, but you came to some sense of forgiveness to the perpetrator. Does that actually help when it comes to the trauma?
I do talk about that a lot, but also what I don't talk about are the difficult years and some of the things that happened to me because I didn't get the help or support. Like the first time I ever was offered any support was in 2000, and that was at Glencree recreation centre, where for the first time people from England were invited to attend the programme, and there were people there from the north as well. And during the year 2000, I began to meet people who understood what I'd been through, and that was so important. But that's a long wait, and during those years before that, I definitely suffered from serious trauma without recognising that's what it was. So I've had to find my own way to recover, and I have, and I'm now, I would say I'm in a really healthy, positive space. And I feel for those still going through it.
I can't shut the door
and go, actually, it's nothing to do with me anymore. Because I know when we have a new atrocity, then I know a bit about what people are going to feel. And of course, some people just are fine and they just recover and they're okay. But the majority of people need extra help.
Yes, and I'm quite sure that you're not going to foist your ability to forgive upon other people. Other people make their own decisions.
No, this has nothing to do with this. You know, that's totally a journey I've taken, and that's not what this is about. This is about how can we meet the needs of people who've been affected by terrorism, either injured, bereaved, or present. Because that quite often they're psychological scars, but not physical scars, and so people don't even recognise that they have something to heal.
Jo, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for highlighting this. It is such an important topic. That's Jo Berry, who's campaigning for better mental health assistance for people who are victims of terrorism.